Peter Green makes his home in downtown Providence, and he's built a reputation for being the guy who snaps photos of birds of prey.
My specialty is downtown urban raptors, so I like to have them on concrete and brick and metal and no trees in the pictures, as it just shows how amazing they are that they're right here.
From his own perch on the seventh floor of a loft apartment building, Green sees a variety of wild birds. Peregrine falcons soar through the air in their annual mating ritual, and red-tailed hawks raise chicks on a fire escape. Green points to a building across the way where pigeons shelter below the decorative eaves.
The landlord of my building wanted them out so the alley wouldn't be filled with poop and feathers and stuff like that.
But when Green sees pigeons, he doesn't see a nuisance. He sees a magnet for raptors. Green watches tiny kestrels in the spring, trying to get into the pigeons' nests to eat their chicks. The kestrels have striking black stripes on their faces and bodies of blue and rust. They're the smallest falcons in North America, and Green likes to photograph them. He showed some of his pictures to the building landlords.
And I convinced them to install a kestrel box on our rooftop. So we did that a few months ago. If they know that there's a food source here and they pass by, hopefully they'll remember, and then in the spring when they're looking for a home, they'll come and they'll move in, and then they'll keep the pigeon population under control.
Green became fascinated with birds after moving into this building nearly a decade ago. He keeps a day job as a graphic designer, but devotes his free time to bird photography. The rooftop deck offers views of Providence and parts of Narragansett Bay.
I always check the different corners of the buildings, the Dorrance, the Textron building, Turk's Head, the Biltmore. The Falcons will be landing on the corners. They like the corners because they get a better view of all different angles. And you never know where they're going to show up.
Since Green never knows just where his birding may take him, he doesn't use a tripod. Wearing a baseball cap with a camera hanging over his shoulder, he wants to stay nimble and agile. His eyes move with focus behind rectangular glasses as he scans the sky. He's trained himself to spot birds from a surprisingly long distance.
All right, there we got something flying around up there. See that? Yeah. See that flying around? So I'm going to use my zoom lens and see what it is up there.
Green snaps a photo, zooms in, and examines a bird hovering over the tallest building in the downtown skyline, known to locals as a Superman building. The wing shape tells him...
Yep, it's an osprey. So, you never know what's going to fly by.
Green often sees this fish-eating hawk flying through downtown Providence. He documents his birding adventures on a blog that's built a following among bird enthusiasts. Local bird and wildlife groups frequently ask him to shoot photos. And for 7 years, he's documented federal biologists banding peregrine falcons nesting atop the Superman building. This year, Green even helped rescue one of the chicks after it fell from the nesting box. Green captivated an audience recently at the Audubon Society with stories and photos of the rescue. A portrait of the peregrine mother giving Green a menacing look was an audience favorite.
So I went and I grabbed the baby, and as I put it in my backpack, and then when I turned around to leave, the mother was there blocking my exit. She was, you can see the walls on both sides. So I just waited a minute, and luckily she flew back.
Back on the rooftop deck at his downtown home, Green stands next to a vegetable garden and says his passion for birds took him by surprise.
You never know what's going to happen in life, right? It's unexpected. And it really is just because I moved into the right spot, I think.
Now Green is an expert birder and a trained raptor rehabilitator. One day he hopes to own a house where he can care for injured raptors. But for now, he's happy photographing them amid the rooftops and the streetscapes of downtown Providence. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.